USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is on the U.S.-Mexico border down in Texas, getting a look at the first-hand issues that Border Patrol agents face on a daily basis. Cruz also says,
we are seeing an absolute humanitarian crisis on the border. This is unconscionable, what is happening.
Fire officials say no one was exposed to a chemical warfare agent at a Facebook mailing facility in Northern California. The fire department in Menlo Park, located just south of San Francisco, says an alarm notified the workers a package may contain the nerve agent sarin. Initially, it was feared that two workers were exposed. A hazmat crew is at the scene, and the building has been evacuated. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 117 points, setting a new record and closing at 26,717. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
While gas prices in the United States have generally been declining throughout the recent weeks, drivers in three states are feeling a little bit more pain at the pump due to new laws that went into effect today. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com.
Illinois is raising its state tax 19 cents per gallon. Gas prices there will jump. Ohio is raising their tax 10.5 cents per gallon. And California is raising its gasoline tax 5.6 cents. On July 1st.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of gasoline was $2.70 a gallon, down from $2.82 a gallon 1 month ago and $2.85 the same time last year. Another law that takes into effect in California now requires background checks before people can buy ammunition. The law was approved by voters back in 2016, and it calls for a background check every time a person buys ammunition, and it makes all sales face-to-face transactions. Online orders will now be shipped to a store where then the customer can pick them up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Commerce Department is reporting that construction spending declined by almost 1% in May, which is the biggest drop since November. April numbers were revised to show construction spending rose 0.4%, up from being unchanged. Building industry analysts were expecting May numbers to rise 0.3%. Two strong opening weeks for a Disney Pixar movie. With more on what was popular at the box office this weekend, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
At the movies, Pixar easily ruled the box office this weekend with its cartoon sequel, Toy Story 4, bringing in an estimated $57 million. At number two, Warner Brothers offered Annabelle Comes Home. This R-rated thriller brought in a total of $20 million. At number three, Danny Boyle's latest film, Yesterday, featuring the music of the Beatles. It opened in third with $17 million. Leaping over the triple century mark and still sitting in the top five in its sixth weekend, Disney's Aladdin with $9.3 million. Sliding down to number five was the animated feature The Secret Life of Pets 2 with an estimated $7.1 million. And number six, still hanging on, Avengers Endgame, which has added new bonus footage and widened the screen, grossing an estimated $5.5 million. That's up from last weekend and brought it back into the top 10.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.